to learn, taking chavrusa for a week, and learn at night from 9 to 9:30 chumash rosh. So you'll get to know me, I'll get to know you. So this week we already missed 2 days, and next week it's going to be Bahab, so going to be 2 days also, not going to be Shabbat. So maybe we'll start. Somebody wants to volunteer, be a guinea pig. With your chavrus. What? So we'll learn this week and next week, and then week after you'll tell me who wants to. Well, that way, eventually through the year, we'll get to know each other better. Let's put it like that. Okay, Mesillas Yesharim. What makes Mesillas Yesharim the prime sefer Musa? There aren't that many sefer Musa, you should know. There are a lot of sefer machshava. Sefer Musa, there aren't so many. Sefer Musa, the Kavanah, is a sefer which talks to the reader and is trying to be mishane the midas, the anhoges of the reader. A sefer like Derech Hashem or the Kuzri or Nev Shachai, a lot of other svarim v'chule, as svarim which are called sifrei machshava, but they're not called sifrei musa. Chovis halvovis, Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoino, his Sefer Hamaspik, Rav Avraham Ben Arambam. There's a Sefer Yosha Rabbeinu Tam, a Sefer Musa Rabbeinu Tam, and a few others for him. There's Mesillas Yesharim. What gives it its prime importance is that Reb Zundel Salant, who was the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Salanter, and Reb Zundel was the main Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was the main Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Reb Zundel asked Reb Chaim which Sefer Musa should he learn, and Reb Chaim said to him, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, not Reb Chaim Brisky, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said to him, all the Sifrei Musa are good, but Mesillas Yesharim should be your Moira Derech. And the Choira from that statement is what projected the Mesillas Yesharim into a different league than the other Sifrei Musa, if you like. Why should the Mesillas Yesharim be the Moira Derech? Lichoira, the Mesillas Yesharim was written in the time of the Achronim. The other Sifrei Musa that I mentioned was written in the time of the Rishonim. It's Ken Zayin that the way the Mesillas Yesharim, Mahalach HaMachshava, the Mesillas Yesharim, is more matim to people ben zmanenu than the earlier Sifrei Rishonim. Not that they're not matim, and not that you can't get tremendous amount of toeles from them. But the Mesillas Yesharim talks in a different way very often. In some ways, then it could be the earlier Sfarim talk straight to the lave, and they say very much how it should be. The Mesillas Yesharim convinces you, tries to convince you, al pi seichel, not only al pi just going straight to the lave. Al kolponi kach kibaldu, and that's why of the different sifrei musa, be'etzem the tachlis of this vad, I said yesterday, tachlis of this vad is to teach you how to learn a sefer musa. So why don't we learn chovis alavis or sefer yosha? And for me, it would be a minor to give about a different sefer. I've given this Mesiras Yesharim, this will be the 32nd year giving it yeshiva. But and we never get through more than Perik Aleph, maybe Perik Beis. I have given elsewhere, outside yeshiva, I've given Vadim on Mesiras Yesharim, which we finished the whole sefer. It took 5 years. But so well, Kolponim, I want to tell you a little bit about the Ramchal, first of all. Moshe Chaim Mutzato, the Mechaber. See, the God says, before you learn any Sefer, he says at the beginning of Aderes Eliyahu, in Aderes Eliyahu, the beginning of Parshas Devarim. So it's in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, with the whole introduction. The God says that before a person learns a Sefer, you should know who the Mechaber was and at which point in his life he wrote it. Because Zayna Doimel, a Moshul, learning a Sefer which a Mechaber wrote when he was very young to when he was much older. He's much older, he's more Hashlama in his Torah. To know who he was is important. Many people, the only thing they know about the Ramchal, if they even know who the Ramchal, they know such a Rosh Tevis, Rosh Chaim Lutzato, is that he wrote the Mesiras Yesharim. So I have the impression that the Ramchal was some Musanik, some Frumak, sitting somewhere at a Mesa Musa, you know, and his life was like a Mashgiach type of thing. That wasn't Bichlal who he was. The Ramchal was an Ilui Otzen. When he was 21, he was already a Rosh Yeshiva of a Yeshiva Mekubalim. The God said, there's a letter which you can find in the Sefer Das Tfunis, which is another Sefer from the Ramchal. In the Sefer Das Tfunis, there's an edition which Reb Chaim Friedlander put out, which we have in Yeshiva, the green edition. The second part of that Sefer, there's another Sefer called Sefer HaKlolim. The Hakdomah to Sefer HaKlolim, Reb Chaim Friedlander brings a letter from the nephew of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. In that letter he says that the God said that all of Kabbalah is a moshul, and you have to understand when you're learning Kabbalah, you have to understand the Nimshal. And he said, the God said, told Reb Chaim, this is the nephew, Reb Chaim told him that the God said he was mesupik if Reb Chaim Vital understood the Nimshal. Now Reb Chaim Vital was the Ikka Talmid of the Ari. Reb Chaim Vital was the only Talmid who the Ari gave Rishus to write anything. What's known as the Kisvei HaAri is Be'etzem the Shiurim, that the writings that Reb Chaim Vital wrote down. The Ari didn't write, we don't have anything written from the Ari himself. So we have from Reb Chaim Vital, there were other Talmidim who also wrote, but they didn't have Rishus. Reb Chaim Vital was the only one who had Rishus to write the Torah of the Ari. And the God said that he was mesupik if he really understood what he was writing. The Hainu, he was shayach to write to learn the whole thing as a marshal and never to really understand what it's really talking about, you know, to understand the Nimshal. It could be that that's why Kabbalah is called Soid. Because it's interesting, why is it called Soid? What's the secret? The people who learn it and know it, so they know the secret. The people who don't know it, so like us, so we don't know a lot of things. So if you don't know nuclear physics, that's also Soid. I mean, so we just don't happen to know it. We just don't happen to learn it. I mean, if we tried to learn it, we also wouldn't understand it. But But another thing, I don't understand nuclear physics either. So let's say call that also soid. And Amai, Ken said that the reason why it's called soid is because even when you learn it, and it's shaykh to learn the whole chokhmah, and still don't understand b'chol what actually is being talked about. It's all a moshul of something much deeper. Now the incredible thing is that the God had a half a minute that Reb Chaim Vital could write everything out and not understand really what he's writing about. But then the God said to Reb Chaim Veloz, there's a lot of Chaims over here, half a cop, right? The God said to Reb Chaim Veloz, but there's one place where you can see that that Reb Chaim Vital did understand the Nimshal. And Reb Chaim asked him, is it this and this place? And the God nodded his head. And so Reb Chaim Veloz also chapped where Reb Chaim Vital gives away the fact that he knew the Nimshal. The God said that the Ramchal Vada knew the Nimshal. And the God said that the Ramchal is one of the Iker links in the chain of Kabbalah. He said if he would be alive in his time, the God said he would have gone on foot to the other side of the world to learn by him. There are not many people the God would have wanted to go and learn by. The Vilna God's last Rebbe was when he was six. He learned by him for 6 months. That was the play Moshe in the Yerushalmi. After that he decided he didn't need a Rebbe. So the God said he would have wanted to go and learn by the Ramchal. You can imagine who we're talking about. Not talking about some Muzanik who didn't know too much Torah. The Ramchal, as I said, had a yeshiva in Padua of Mekubalim. In a sefer that's published, the takonas of that yeshiva, the rules of the yeshiva, they're not the same as the rules of Torah Moshe. They are takonas, which is like a woman. The kavonas they had to have with their learning, mitakin klal Yisrael, kol minei zachos, which are thing. Now there was one Talmud in the yeshiva who wrote to his, he was a Talmud previously of the Lavush, and he wrote to the Lavush about the Ramchal. He writes a whole letter, and he says there the Ramchal puts his head down for be'er 15 minutes and has meridika giluyim, then he sits up and he writes faster than is humanly shayach. And then he puts his head down again and he goes meridika giluyim and he writes. And he said that the Ramchal was able to look at a person and tell the person what he came to this world to be metaken, and all sorts of sodas about that person. And he says it's kedai for the Levush to come and meet him. The kid said that letter got out, and the Ramchal lived just after the Tkufa of Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi wrecked the whole Yiddish kehillahs all over the world. The people at one Tkufa thought that he was the Mashiach. There were people who sold everything, all they had, and stood on the seaboard waiting for the Ramchal, the Shabtai Tzvi to come pick them up and take them to Israel. And the Iker Rayas that Shabtai Tzvi had, he was the Mashiach who all our Pikabola. So after he was destroyed, the world was very sensitive. The Yiddish world was very sensitive to living HaKabbalah. The Iker, the place where maybe was more destruction from the Shabtai Tzvi than anywhere else was Germany, and that's why Ad HaYom HaZeh the Yekkers are very careful about Kabbalah. They're very a lot of Kabbalah Dikim Minhogim they don't have and they don't want to have, and they want to keep away from Kabbalah because people got burnt very much from this. Actually, the Ramchal, one of the Svarim the Ramchal wrote, was a sefer which shlogs up all his rayas. Why Shabtai Tzvi, what the rayas he was bringing from the Zayas, why he's Mashiach. But Al Koponim, when this letter came out, and here's another person who's been Oisik in Kabbalah, and still you can tell people tikkunim and all sorts of things, that people became scared, and the Iker Misnagit to Shabtai Tzvi was the Gedolei Ador of Moshe Chagiz. He heard about it and he thought, is another Shabtai Tzvi. And they started a whole milchama against the Ramchal. It was Nisgale that the Ramchal was writing a Zoya Tinyana. He was writing a lot of things. One of the things he was writing was a Zoya Tinyana. Another thing, he was a second Zoya. Another thing he was writing, he writes in a letter. There's a sefer called Yerim Moshe, which has a lot of the letters back and forth about the, from the Ramchal, and the Ramchal to his Rebbe, Rabbi Shur Basan, and back and forth, very interesting letters, and letters from Rabbi Moshe Chagiz and his replies. And in one of those letters, he writes that he's also writing a Pirush on the Torah, Al Pi Kabbalah, and he's up to Parshas Miketz, and he has written so far 1,080 pages, Miksav Yad Katan. That's what it says. I don't know how big the page was. The page was small, but then I got upon him. It was not Pashat. In the end, in another letter, the Ramchal writes to his Rebbe that he's not said anything that the Ari didn't know, and he's not being mechadish anything that the Ari didn't know, but he was given Rishus min Hashamayim to be megale things which the Ari wasn't given Rishus. Al Kolponim, in the end, they forced him to close the yeshiva. They forced him to bury the Zoya Tinyana. We don't have that. And and he left Padua, was in Italy or anything, and he came to Amsterdam. When he came to Amsterdam, they recovered him ke'echot min ha'gedolim. And he was living in Amsterdam for a little while. And somebody had written a sefer of hadrach in Avodas Hashem, and he came to the Ramchal. He wanted his haskamah. The Ramchal happened to mention Agav. I also wrote a sefer on hadrach on Avodas Hashem. So then this person says, "So what am I doing with my sefer? Then let me publish the Ramchal sefer." So Midiyevid, he allowed him to publish it. In other words, it's interesting. I don't know, had he written it, was he did mean it to be published or not? And that's the sefer Mesiras Yesharim. Now, about 20 years ago, they discovered, we don't have a ksav yad of the Mesiras Yesharim. We don't have the original ksav yad of the Ramchal. We have the Tfus Rishon. We don't have the original ksav yad. But about 20 years ago, they discovered, I think in the Leningrad Library, Ksav Yad Konshoy of the Ramchal, a sefer which is very, very similar to the Mesiras Yesharim. Much of it is word for word the Mesiras Yesharim, but it's written very differently. It's written in the form of a conversation between a chosid and a chocham. And the chocham is the Talmid, is the one who's questioning, and the chosid is the Rebbe. Chosid doesn't mean people like are moving into the building now. Chosid means people who are oisik in real chasidus. I'm Mesiras Yesharim has a whole shar about what chasidus is. But Al Kolponim and the chacham is somebody in many ways like today's yeshiva bacher, because he says that he's learned a tremendous amount. In that way, he's not so much like a yeshiva bacher today, because not only did he say that he's learned a tremendous amount of Torah, he also learned a tremendous amount of chokhmas chitzonius, which are chokham. But in this way, he's like a yeshiva bachur today. But he didn't never learned any, never paid any attention to learning mus, which in the sefer is called chasidus, learning about in yoni musa and yoni avoido. And he meets his old friend the chassid, who's been Isaac in these in yoni, and he's always wondered what's he busy with, what's he been busy with all these years. And he starts asking him, challenging him, because he'd been wasting his time, and what's he been doing? And then the chassid starts challenging the chacham, and eventually shows him that he's missed out a very vital yisod in avodas Hashem, da'ainu, being oisik in inyanei yira and ava and avodas hamidas v'chule. And then he goes through and eventually guides him. The chassid guides the chacham in avodas Hashem through the 10 steps that we have from the Braisa of Pinchas ben Yoel, which the Maseiros Yesharim is based on. The beginning of this vikuach, which goes questions and answers, questions and answers back and forth, it's called a vikuach. A vikuach means a discussion. Is basically the hakdama of Maseiros Yesharim and Perik Aleph in a very different order. And it's rehashed. Rehash is not really the right word, but it's a different order, and there are a few things which he says in the Vikuach which he doesn't bring in Maseiros Yesharim. There's a little bit in the Sefer Maseiros Yesharim which he doesn't bring in the Vikuach. There are a few places where there's Shinui Lashonus, which are very interesting to think about why there, what the mashmos of that Shinui Lashon is. Lichoire, he wrote the Vikuach before the Maseiros Yesharim. Laniyus Daiti, the question is, why did he, it seem that he rewrote or rearranged this Sefer? He originally wrote it as a discussion, and then he rearranged it and wrote it as the Sefer Maseiros Yesharim, which we have. Why did he do that? I think maybe that when you're learning the Vikuach, you're like a person on the outside, a third party, listening to this conversation between the Chacham and the Chassid. The Sefer is not actually talking to you. But he wondered when the Maseiros Yesharim is definitely talking to the reader. You are the subject, so it engages you as the reader. So it could be that that's why he rewrote it, to make it into a Sefer Musa rather than a Sefer Machshava. Al Kolponim, what's very interesting that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was megaleh that to us 20 years ago, because through the questions which the Chacham asks, there are, first of all, many of the questions at the beginning, which this discussion between the Chacham and the Chassid, are things which every yeshiva bacher today really should be going through and questioning, and those questions need answers. And you'll have those answers, which be'etzim they're in Maseiros Yesharim, but you don't chap that actually these three lines of Maseiros Yesharim is answering this nekuda which many yeshiva bachrim today would question. There are also other things. So there are certain times, because of the question which he's asking, which the chassid is answering, you get a better pshat in what the Maseiros Yesharim is saying. So in some ways, if somebody wants to learn today in the Sefer Maseiros Yesharim, I think that it might be advantageous today for a bacher to learn the Vikuach first, because you'll get all of these questions and it'll engage you more than learning the Maseiros Yesharim. Al Kolponim, we're going to learn the classic Maseiros Yesharim, and Yitzhak Hashem, I'll try to explain to you what he's saying and what he means. Another thing that the Gaon said about Maseiros Yesharim is in the first 11 prokim, he said there's no extra word. I don't know what the extra word in Perek Yud Aleph is. I've looked, I've tried to figure it out, and I can't say, okay, the God is the God's Vikuach. But it means that definitely he has a din of Arishan in the first 11 prokim. Lamaise, in many ways, the Maseiros Yesharim, the Ramchal, is, as I said, he's such an important link that in the Kabbalah Satorah, in Kabbalah and Avodas Hashem, And in many ways, he's considered a Rishon anyway. He wrote many, many Sfarim, which we do have, some of them in Kabbalah, some of them more in what you might call Machshava, Derech Hashem, Das Tunis. But every Sefer that Maseiros Yesharim wrote, he was a mensch who knew Kabbalah completely. Every Sefer that he wrote, when a person like that writes a Sefer, everything is emes on every level of Torah. All right, the Gaon said about Mishlei, the Pirush HaGra of Mishlei is Nigla. But the Gaon said about his Pirush on Mishlei that he was boydek every pshat that he said, that it should be emes on pshat, remes, drush, and soid. It's all pshat, it's all on Nigla. But he was boydek that the how he's saying it in pshat, that idea, if you'll take it deeper into the level of remes or drush or soid, will be the same. It's the same. You saw it, the same idea. Only you're saying it in a deeper way. Ari, there's only one Torah. And Torah HaKabbalah, or Torah HaSoy, Torah HaDrush, Torah HaRemez, is just a deeper way of understanding the same Torah. There's not two separate Torahs. It's just a deeper, deeper, and deeper way of understanding the Torah. And there's depths to the Torah that Zayas tells us, which we, Bichlal, don't even have. We, Lase Lover, will learn Torah on a much deeper level than we're learning today. So somebody who knows Torah to that extent, anything that he writes, or even if he's writing a Nigla Sefer, is going to be emes on every single level. There is, and recently somebody put out a hashvah of Maseiros Yesharim with things that where he writes these ideas in his Kabbalah Dikas for him. Not that it helps us very much, but Al Koponim, you should know that when we're learning a Sefer Maseiros Yesharim, don't just look at it and say, okay, Musa Sefer, you know, basically what's he saying? Be from. Be taking your midas, working your midas. Chas v'shalom. It's a Sefer which is Malei Yesoidus of Yiddishkeit, Yesoda Yesoidus, Emes Lamitoi, and a Sefer which basically it's one of those Sfarim which if you don't know that Sefer, then you don't know anything about Yiddishkeit. So, Yitz Hashem, next week we'll start Perek Aleph. I highly recommend you bring a Sefer with you because we're going to learn inside. And sometimes we may only learn three or four words, but sometimes we might learn three or four lines. So, I think it would be a mile if you bring the Sefer with you.